The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year to you all. It's nice to be back. And today we have a fabulous topic for you. It's called Overcome Your Fears and Step Into Your Power. We've got Bonnie on the line with us, and she's going to be with us for many weeks. And she is an entrepreneur who loves to teach people also about their fears. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and to everyone.
Thank you. So when we talk about fears, what's the first thing that comes up for you?
Boy, when we talk about fears, the first thing that comes up for me is thinking of some things that I've not done that I've really wanted to do. And it just comes up right away with like, oh, man, it was fear that stopped me there. And it's a memory that comes and I think that helps me make a decision whether I'm going to stay in the fear or not.
Well, and fear is an illusion. Right. That's what all the psychologists and the beautiful mentors in the world, they always say fear is an illusion. It doesn't exist except in your mind.
Right.
And don't you think people get trained by fear as well?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, some of the most common human fears, the number one fear is still public speaking. The number two fear is snakes.
Really?
So, for those of you that are listening, you might not be able to relate to some of these fears, but what Bonnie and I are going to talk about today and support you in is that the human fear at a deep emotional level, the number one fear, again, is public speaking. But the number two fear is death. And the third fear is disease / mostly cancer, the fear of having cancer. So we're going to talk about what's stopping you at a human level to be able to have your own voice and just overcome the fear that's within you. It doesn't matter what the fear is. We want to be able to support you in the most common fears that people are having now at an emotional level. So we were just giving you examples. What do you find with the people that you work with, Bonnie, are some of their common fears?
You know what comes to mind? I think the most common fear is going out and creating what they most desire. So, let me make that in sales. People who are in sales, in which I believe in any profession, you're selling yourself. Going out and sharing with passion what it is that you have to share. And, I think with that, you know, all too often, we worry about what other people are thinking about us where they're really not thinking about us. They're all thinking about themselves.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that, you know, when you go out in the morning, I don't know if you do this, but when you go out in the morning, I've always taught, you know what, take a good look. Put yourself together and then forget about it, because you're the only one thinking about it. And I think it goes into every area when we're meeting other people. We really, if we could forget about ourselves in that and just really focus on the greatness or purpose for being with that other person.
Well, and I totally agree with you, because we're all raised with judgment. We're all programmed to have judgment in our life. And we do. It doesn't matter what situation we're in. We're judging people constantly, and we have to deprogram that from our mind. So, you know, you see a speaker on stage, other speakers are judging that speaker and how they look, how their hair is, how their makeup is, how they stand. Judgment, judgment everywhere. And I believe that what you're saying is so true, Bonnie. This isn't about anybody else. This is about you comfortable in your own skin and facing your own fear and doing what you need to do, which is, all of us, promoting what we love. Promoting what our talent is, or standing up for who we are and what we believe in, no matter what. So what do you stand for, Bonnie?
Well, what I stand for, my passion is empowering women. And what makes me so excited is when I can work with people and find out what your true desire is underneath and how to get to that point. That excites me. And, you know, I find myself doing it with my children if they're here visiting, wanting to know, you know, what are you up to? What are you up to now? What are you up to this year? And where are you going? And what, how can I help, or what can we do together? What can you do to create that? That's my greatest love, and I would say that's what I stand for, is empowering people.
Well, I totally can relate to that, because that's one of my loves too, is I love to empower people, and it's women that have mostly the desire to change. Men will change, absolutely, but they do not have the same desire to shift. They have the tendency to shift more when there's a disaster out there, because they want to fix their own stuff. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. That just means they want to do things their way, and when they're ready, they will get support. But women, they want to be supported by other women. So today we want to talk about overcoming your fears and stepping into your own power. So we're not going to talk about public speaking. We're not going to talk about snakes. We're going to talk about the three most common fears the average listener has. Number one, it's personal finances. It's all about money.
Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. Bonnie, have you ever had money issues in your life?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been in the place where, I've been in the place where supporting my husband at the time as he was in school and having two little kids and not knowing if you should put tires on the car or food on the table. In hindsight, I know what it taught me. But when you're there, I also know where my focus had to go to make it through that time. But I think it stays with us. I mean, that's the extreme. Sometimes, you know, it can creep up and it's like, oh, what if I can't? What if I can't make that? And then of course the money doesn't come. And when I can bring myself back to, but what if I can? It totally shifts the energy. And I know that money is a commodity, Dr. Rose, and it comes and it goes. But what we do with our energy is so important.
Well, that reminds me of this statement that money is just energy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I heard that, that kind of smacked me, and I went, I've never heard that terminology before. Money is just energy. And now I understand what they mean. And of course, I can relate to what you're saying. And I'm sure many of you listening can relate to what she's saying. Your thoughts our energy. So what Bonnie's saying is if you have those negative thoughts, you're going to stay stuck. Is that true, Bonnie?
Well, absolutely. And I believe, and I know if there's anyone out there listening and you think like, oh, you know, that's kind of a quote that I hear all the time, but honestly, thoughts become things. And, you know, if you can, if you're really stuck, and I found in the past when I've been stuck, to work with someone to get unstuck, to just break that barrier faster, it totally shifted the energy. And, you know, I think in our humanness, we can always have the tendency to fall back in there. But the more we practice shifting the energy, the more we work together to do that, the less time you spend in the what if I can't, and the more time you spend in I can.
Yes, and when it comes to personal finances, a lot of us feel really stuck, especially when we first get married. And I do know one thing, that as women, most of us give our power away at some level. That doesn't mean men don't, but mostly women, I have found in my practice, they give up who they are. I know I did that myself, and I remember becoming who I was not. And someone said this statement to me quite a while ago, and it was like this. When you sleep with somebody, within the first 30 days, either you start becoming him or he starts becoming you. I want to say this one more time because this really smacked me when I heard this. In the first 30 days that you're in a relationship and you're sleeping with someone, either you start becoming him or he starts becoming you. So think about that right now. Who have you become? Because if you let go of who you are, and sometimes you don't get it the first time around. You know, I don't know about you, Bonnie, but I'll tell you what. I mean, the first time around, I didn't really get it. In that department about who am I becoming, I got it in other areas. But have you ever found in relationships, it's like, oh, you might be on your third or fourth relationship and I'm still not real.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Rose, something that gosh, maybe 10, 12 years ago I remember hearing, and it meant so much. It was Cheryl Richardson in one of her books states, you know, how however you believe God, the universe will give you a nudge and show you, better take a look at this, and give you another nudge, and give you another nudge. And she's like, around the third or fourth time, it's like you get hit by a brick. And I think that happens when we go from relationship to relationship if we're not really living our real self.
That is true. It's about learning how to live and be who you really are. Now, what Bonnie's going to be doing and what I'm going to be doing is we're going to be offering you some opportunities to help you overcome your fears and step into your power. We're going to be taking a break just shortly here, and we're going to share more about what we can do to support you, and it's not going to cost you anything. It's totally free. So stay with us so you can come back and learn more about overcoming your fears and stepping into your power. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
How can changing the patterns of energy help in your healing process? Listen every week for Intent Healing, Change Your Energy, Transform Your Life with your host, Dr. Raji. Just by tuning in, you could be empowered to heal yourself and live the best life possible. Just by accessing and changing energy patterns through intent healing, you'll feel more relief, less pain, and a renewed sense of being. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Anyone can do this. Why not you?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today, we have a great topic. It's called Overcome Your Fears and Step Into Your Power. We have our beautiful guest with us, Bonnie, who is a very strong entrepreneur in gaining her own personal power. Welcome back, Bonnie.
Thank you, Dr. Rose.
Now, we were sharing about the most common human fears. And do you want to share with us a little bit about what you want to share with the listeners about how we can overcome some of these fears?
Absolutely. There are a few things that I want to share. But, you know, first of all, I was thinking and I was talking with Dr. Rose on our break, and something I wanted to share with everyone, you've heard it, many of you have heard it, and Dr. Rose, it's Marianne Williamson's poem, and I won't go through it all, but I think it's so important for fears, and it's meaningful to me, that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
Yay!
And how great is that, and how many times have you ever asked yourself, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? And actually, who are you not to be? And in that knowing that as you step out and become let your light shine and you become powerful beyond measure, you actually unconsciously give other people the permission to do the same. And it liberates you from your own fear, and it liberates other people. Don't you love it?
I do. I love it. I love it. I love it. And one thing that I know we've all done, I've done it, is we play small. We play small. And I love that statement around the very first statement that you said, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. And I find that in my office all the time. People go, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm not afraid of failure? I'm going, your body is not saying you're afraid of failure. Your body is screaming that you're afraid of success. So we can totally understand what she's saying.
Absolutely.
So for those of you that are listening, we're going to talk about the most common human fears. We're going to start with personal finances. So I want to share with you some little tips on what you can do to break your belief systems on finances. And this is what I'd like you to say to yourself. I forgive myself for believing that I'll never have enough money, and breathe. I forgive myself for believing at my deepest DNA cellular level, because my family is poor, that I have to be poor, and breathe. I forgive myself for using my past as an excuse not to claim my personal power and create money, and breathe. I forgive myself for all the times I sabotaged myself financially, and breathe. I forgive myself for believing if I make a lot of money, I'm just going to sabotage it anyway, so why bother? You know, I remember a story about this gentleman who was in his 30s and he wanted to break belief systems around money. And he made $80,000 a month, every month. And at the end of every month, he had no money. So he started to decide that he better do some work around this. So what we discovered was this, is at the age of 4, his mother looked at him and said, rich people are bad people. His subconscious never forgot that. So what he did as he was building his empire is he made sure at the end of every month there was no money so he could start all over again, because that little boy didn't want to lose the love of mommy. Does that resonate with anybody? Does that resonate with you, Bonnie?
Well, I think back, you know, a misunderstanding that I had, and what is it, you know, easier for a poor man to get into the kingdom of heaven than a rich man. And I think, man, I misinterpreted that for so many years, where now I look at that, and I think we've all heard it growing up in some way, shape, or form, and I look at that and I go, oh, man, it doesn't mean what we think it means. It means, I always say this, Dr. Rose, money will never change you. It will always make you more of who you are. And for anyone that's struggling with that, you know, we want to know how we can focus and how we can bring in more, because we know doing without what it can do. But we also know allowing that abundance, which will be another talk another day, allowing that abundance allows you to make a difference in so many people's lives. And if, you know, in being stuck, I look around and I think it's proven itself to me over and over and over. You know, once you know who you are, allowing that money to come into your life will enhance what you can do for other people.
Absolutely. So this is all about belief systems. This is what we're saying, that these human fears we have are beliefs that you have received from your parents and their parents and their parents and so on and so on. Goes back, I don't know how many years, thousands. And you can change those belief systems if you choose. So we're going to be making two different offers for you. For those of you that want to overcome your fear and step into your power, Bonnie, why don't you share with people what you're doing on January the 22nd, please?
Absolutely. On January 22nd, January 22nd, I'm doing a one-hour session. It's complimentary to our listeners. And the topic is making your own luck. And I look at 2013, I'm excited. So is there a part of your life that you really want to fine-tune? Do you have passions that you've really been holding back and now it's time for you to start living it? Do you need a fresh start? And how about relationships? Do you really want to increase that intimacy and passion and let that be a possibility? We're going to be going through all of that, touching on it in 1 hour. One will be at 8 a.m., one will be at 6 p.m. We have limited number. It's a teleconference, so there's limited number of people that can come on the line. I've got room for about 10 more spots. And if you can just to register at rose@drrosebachman.com, and all the invitations are going out this week. So if you've already sent your letter in, I've got your name, and you're getting your invitation this week. So I'm excited.
Thank you, Bonnie. That's really important. So for those of you that want to be on that teleseminar on January the 22nd, you make sure you email me at rose@drrosebachman.com. And what I'm going to do is send those emails to Bonnie and she will register you, and you're going to learn how to break some interesting beliefs that you're going to have in, and some tips that she's going to give you on how to be more of who you really are. What I'm doing is a little bit different. For those of you that are listening and you want to overcome those fears and step into your power, my talent is in kinesiology and reading your belief systems over the phone. I'm offering you a 10-minute free session. You email me at rose@drrosebackman.com and we will be able to determine what your fears are and if you'd like to step into your power. Now, you can do this little 10-minute session on any issue. It doesn't matter what it is. I just want to let you know that. So this is about breaking belief systems on any level and any fear that you may have. If you are interested in stepping out of your comfort zone and you're willing to grow, if you are willing to grow and break those patterns and stop lying to yourself, email me. I will give you a complimentary 10-minute session, rose@drrosebackman.com. So there you are. The two of us want to support you. It's absolutely free. You have nothing to lose except those old beliefs that are hindering you. So let's go back. And we've talked a little bit about finances, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the fears in relationships.
Ah, okay.
So do you remember what was your biggest fear in a relationship situation?
My biggest fear in a relationship, gosh, you know, my biggest fear in a relationship going back a long time was, what if I lost that person?
Mm.
And
do you mean through death or do you mean through divorce or?
In any way, that was a fear that I had. And I think I realize now, it was through parents being divorced and seeing the loss of that and a fear of loving too much because what if I lose that person? And, life's given me the opportunity to learn about loss and about what that fear is all about and about how to look at it differently.
Yes, I can totally relate to what you're saying. I remember with my first marriage, I wanted out of my relationship within the first year.
Mm.
But if we're truly honest with ourselves, I know that a lot of my clients, very, very few of them have said the real reason I married him or her was because I love them. And I was in that category too. You know, you'd think you love somebody, you convince yourself, but you know, that's when I realized I gave my power away. I was a very strong woman, but still very naive. And I remember just totally giving up who I was to somebody that didn't match my energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did drugs. I was a snob. I never did drugs. I was never into anything like that. And I remember he was smoking marijuana, and I was very, very judgmental of that. And I just couldn't understand it. That was not in my belief system. But I'll tell you, after 9 years of being married, I wanted out of there so bad. I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I remember saying to God, I want out. I want out of this. And so, okay. So he ended up getting murdered in front of our house, and it was over drugs, and that's not the way I wanted to get out. But I'll tell you, what I remember more about that is the judgment that I felt from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're in a situation like that, people judge you, and they somehow think that you're the person who does drugs as well, and you're the person who, you know, was part of this whole program. And I made a vow that I would never judge people because of the way I was judged. So, you know, there's just a little bit of a background about what we've gone through and, you know, some of the things that Bonnie's gone through. So, you know, don't think that her and I are perfect.
I think there's always the fear, Rose. I've experienced it, the fear of what if I stay and the fear of what if I go.
That's a good one. What if I stay? What if I go?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And there really is, when you say, you know, stepping into your power. It's important that you keep that. And we've all lived it. And everyone listening, you have your story. Can I share something that I read yesterday that was powerful
yes.
for me?
We have about 30 seconds, Bonnie.
Okay. Think on this one while we're going. Build only intimate relationships with people who you would want to be.
Ah! Say it one more time.
Build only intimate relationships with people who you would want to be.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. This is about overcoming your fears. Think about what we've been saying. Think about what Bonnie's saying. Think about overcoming your own fears and stepping into your power. She's offering you a teleseminar for 1 hour absolutely free. I'm offering you a 10-minute free complimentary session. You decide if you're willing to grow and what would happen if you stop lying to yourself. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today, we're talking about overcoming your fears and stepping into your power. And beautiful Bonnie is with us today. And, you know, we were just talking about relationships before the break. So, Bonnie,
yeah.
Remember I was saying to you, okay, so share with the people some of the toughest times you've gone through in a relationship for yourself.
Yes, you were. You know, I what comes to mind, and again, I say I know everyone, you all have your stories, and I'd like everyone to think about, you know, what has been your toughest spot and where you've came out. And I guess, you know, two things come to mind for me in relationships. One was being afraid to go, and one was being afraid to stay, and it was when my son was going through a severe drug dependency. And I had to make a choice and give him an ultimatum, and I can say it so easily now, it wasn't easy. And my husband of 20 years at that time said if I tell him that he has to, if I kicked him out, I would need to leave too. And so I did kick him out, and I did go, and that was such a challenge. So much fear, but finally breaking through. And I say that because there may be someone listening that you're going through that challenge. Find someone that will support you and help you through. And I had that person. The other thing, Dr. Rose, I think of that I know people are dealing with this everywhere, and I had to, was falling in love with someone so deeply and finding out that they were dying and facing death through the eyes of someone that I had hoped to spend my life with. I could see it happening. I could see how great it would be. And the fear of letting myself love that person to the degree, because the fear of losing that person. And now it's so painful. And if you're in that spot, you know, just get that support wherever you choose, and you're welcome to contact me as well. But having the fear of losing that relationship, having the fear instead, my fear was holding me back, where I didn't want to be there as much because I was so afraid it would hurt me even more. And in hindsight, I realized it happened anyways. And if I could have done it over again, I would have loved even more and been there every moment, because I realize it's going to happen anyways. And I would have played full out in that, because eventually, if you're in that painful spot, someone, something is going to come along and they're going to pick you up and you're going to make it over that painful hump. And if you go onto my Facebook, that's Little Black Dress Plan with Bonnie, you'll see I've got a little man, 7 pounds, called Charlie, and he was that someone, that little puppy that picked me up and carried me. He became my service dog in that way. But I say that because if you're with someone that has a disease, that is dying, and you're feeling guilt because you should be there more, or you're feeling fear because you're gonna lose, I just challenge you and encourage you to love full out, and you will be so grateful through your healing time. And that's,
oh, wow,
that's what comes to mind. I really want to share that.
I like that. That was tough. That's tough to be able to share that when someone is dying and you can visualize your life with them. And, you know, of course, there's going to be fear stopping us from loving more. Thank you so much for sharing that. So we want you to know that we've gone through times ourselves, Bonnie and I, and that this is why we're doing what we're doing. Because whatever you need to learn is what you teach. So we both needed to learn to overcome our fears. We both needed to learn to step into our power. And one thing I want to share with you is remember that when someone dies, some people say that's like a divorce. When someone gets divorced, they say that's like a death. And I remember my girlfriend saying to me, a few months after my husband's death, she looked at me one day and said, well, at least your husband's dead. You're never going to have to deal with him again. I'm divorced. I have to deal with my husband every week. My ex-husband. And I'll never forget those words. At least your husband is dead. You never have to deal with him again. But you know what? That's not true.
Well, you know, if I could interject, because I remember thinking, wow, I went through a divorce and I chose that. And when I went through a death, I didn't choose that. I didn't choose that.
But you know what? At some energetic level, I can say I chose that, because I chose that person that I knew wasn't good for me. So for those of you that are listening, have you chosen somebody that you know and you've known for a long time isn't good for you, but you're afraid to make that shift? Because when you shift and you stop lying to yourself, amazing things are going to happen for you. Because remember, yes, fear is an illusion, but you just have to take one step, right, Bonnie? One step.
Absolutely. And if we're in that spot, some people have made that step. If we're in that spot, something that's meaningful for me is always stay away from toxic partnerships. And I like this. I hope it will make you smile too. You will never see an eagle flying with a bunch of pigeons.
Yes. Absolutely. And we're not saying to you to divorce anybody. What we're saying to you is to deal with your own stuff, your own belief systems. You have to ask yourself, am I willing to grow? Am I willing to release this pain so that I can become more of who I really am and allow my beautiful, loving energy to maybe connect, to reconnect with that person? Because you have to do something when you're in pain. And if you choose to do nothing, that's doing something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
This famous line is this: you've made a decision not to make a decision because your pain is more beneficial to you than cutting those strings of pain and saying, I could be free, but I choose not to be because of my fear. So we're here to support you. We're not here to do anything but to help you change your thoughts for your higher good. We're here to help you see a different picture. And again, remember this: your past doesn't exist except in your mind. Your past does not exist except in your mind. And sit back. Bonnie, what lessons did you learn from your experience with your husband and what you went through with your son with his addiction? What lessons are you so grateful for that you chose to look at a spiritual level?
Oh my gosh, I am so grateful because at the end of the day, it changed my life. I was so afraid, but at the end of the day, years later, I guess 10 years later, I have a son that is one of the most, he's just so full of wisdom. He's one of the most powerful yoga instructors and tours the world right now instructing people. And I'm so proud of him, and what I got by taking a stand was the ability to fully enjoy life with him now. And people that see him now go, oh my gosh, is that you? But what a gift for both of us and our entire family is that we see him making a difference in the world.
Bonnie, share with everybody about what you're doing on January the 22nd, please.
Yes, I'd love to. January 22nd is a teleconference, 8 a.m., 6 p.m., make your own luck. So if you're at a position where you're ready to start over, whether it be, fine-tuning, get back on the wagon, fine-tuning your body, look at your passions, is it time to really start living it? Is it time to increase your intimacy? We've got a teleconference for 1 hour, but I really, the spaces are limited. I only have 10 more spaces available. It is complimentary to our listeners. You do need to register, rose@drrosebackman.com, and the invitations are headed out this week.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I want to share with you what I want to do to support you is for those that are listening, and this is for people that are willing to grow. This is for people who want to look at the truth of what's really happening inside of them, is I'm offering you a 10-minute free personal phone session, and we'll be able to read your body. My expertise is in kinesiology, so I can read a body over the phone. And within 2 to 3 minutes, we'll be able to tell you what your number one issue is so that you can overcome your fears and step into your power. If that interests you on any level and you're willing to shift and you've had enough, please email me at rose@drrosebackman.com, and it'll be our pleasure for both of us to support you. This doesn't have to be hard and complicated. This is effortless. Don't allow yourself to sit stuck. When you have options, there's 2 options we're giving you. 2 beautiful options. You can do both of them.
Absolutely. And Dr. Rose, can I just say to the listeners, if you haven't done work with Dr. Rose, I love checking in with you for some fine tuning. It's so helpful.
It's all about changing our belief systems. This is the power of what you're going to experience between both of us. We're just using different methods.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to be back in 2 minutes. We'll see you after the break. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned.
the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Welcome to Overcome Your Fears and Step Into Your Power. For the last part of our talk, we've been discussing about the most common human fears: personal finances, money issues, relationships, divorce. These are all belief systems that we have to go through. And we've been talking to Bonnie, our beautiful Bonnie, who's an entrepreneur and who has gone through a lot of personal issues, as we all have ourselves. And she was just sharing about her son and about how he developed his strengths. Would you share with the listeners, as we were talking on the break, what are the lessons that you saw your son learned from his experiences?
I was sharing that, you know, right now it's so exciting because as he gets ready to do another tour in February, going for a month with his wife and baby to Thailand, and they'll be doing yoga tours there, we talked about the fact that when he has a fear come up, one of the things that he does, and I love doing as well, but, you know, he has his mentors, and so he chooses one or two mentors for the year, and he follows them very closely. But when he has his challenges, he said, you know, Mom, I get grounded, I get into my meditation, into my practice, which, of course, is his yoga practice, and from there, I begin to set my intentions and manifest. And so he still has his challenges, but he's so open to getting that. He's on a journey and learning and sharing that at all times. And it's so empowering for me now to talk to him and watch that wisdom and watch him get grounded and see who he chooses for his mentor.
And I love what you're saying, Bonnie, because he has learned techniques that he's chosen to practice with.
Yes.
So that he can keep himself at this Zen level.
Yes.
Or this peaceful level.
Yes, yes. And that practice, you know, I see in him, I see in myself, and I don't know, you know, for yourself, for our listeners, you know, for example, over the holiday season, there's chaos. That's just life. There's just chaos. And when I come to the end and go, oh, yes, and I was sharing with my son a week ago on this, for saying, wow, it's really time to remember, like R-E, then member, and get back to spending some quiet time by ourselves, just quiet time, and being open to what's coming. That's imperative, rather than getting caught up in the chaos all the time of the day, is just spending that time. And we know, each one of us knows what we need to do to take the next step. And if not, then who do I want as my mentor? Because I will always use a mentor when I'm facing some fears, when I'm facing some great new challenges. Put it out there that, oh man, I'd really like to work with that person. And, you know, I'm grateful that we get to work together. That's all part of mentoring and the quiet time that leads us to achieve what we set our intentions to.
Yes, and if I may add this, for those of you that are really strong and you have this belief system that it's weak to get support, I know how you feel like, because I definitely have felt that way, is that you feel you have to do everything by yourself. You feel that, you know, you can go to a book or you can just do everything, but actually the personal work. You have to be involved in some little bits of personal work. So please remember that you are not weak if you reach out for help. It takes nothing to stay stuck. It takes total courage to reach out and allow people to support you. And that's what we're here doing on the radio show every week, is we are supporting you, both Bonnie and I. And what we want to teach you is that pain that you have, you can be willing to let go of that pain button. But you have to make an effort to do that. And this is all about honoring and valuing yourself and knowing one thing. Whatever you believe you're going through right now, you can totally shift it if you have the desire and the willingness to do that. Bonnie, please share with them what you're going to be doing again on the 22nd.
On January 22nd, we've got our complimentary teleseminar for you who are listening on our show, 8 a.m., 6 p.m. And it is for anyone who's starting over, who you want to discover your passion, if you want to fine-tune your life and really start living it, living within your passion, whether it's more money, getting back on the wagon for body, relationships, intimacy. And I want to remind you, during that show, what you need to register, Rose at drrosebackman.com, here's a thought. We are only 5 people away from anyone you may need to meet in your world. And so we're going to take a look at all of that and start creating greatness in your life.
Thank you, Bonnie. So everybody knows. So can you give those times again for January the 22nd?
8 a.m., 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Perfect. So for those of you that want to get on Bonnie's teleseminar on the 22nd of January, please contact me at rose@drrosebackman.com. For those of you that would like to do a personal session, I'm offering a 10-minute free session to be able to read your bodies. Do not get overwhelmed with this. It's kinesiology. It's effortless. You know all your own answers. You know everything. I just know how to decipher what you know and help you break your belief systems around overcoming your fears and stepping into your power. This is all about allowing yourself to grow. You must have the willingness to grow, to connect with Bonnie, to connect with myself. Please ask yourself, do I have this willingness? And what would happen if you stopped lying to yourself? And remember this, the past does not exist except in your mind. And you have control over your thoughts. What we're going to do is teach you how to get rid of those unhealthy thoughts and change them into positive thoughts. This is easy and it's effortless. Don't allow yourself to stay stuck when you know there's a way out. There's no excuse now, right, Bonnie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just be open. Be open to that greatness. And I encourage everyone, as I was saying before, Dr. Rose, I have done work with you myself, and I love seeing, oh, that's where my block was? I had no idea. And getting rid of that and getting on with what I needed to create.
Thank you, Bonnie. So Again, for those of you that are interested, please email rose at drrosebackman.com to connect with Bonnie or to connect with myself, and it'll be our pleasure to support you. Thank you so much for listening. We want to let you know that our next topic is called Abundance Blocks. That's next Tuesday. We're going to be kicking butt and just helping you break through a lot of abundance issues that you may have. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Bonnie, for being with us.
Thank you. And we'll see you all next week.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Find your inner power this week.